The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
You might be surprised to know that there's such a thing as Cendol and Rojak Gin. Compendium is a local meads and spirits producer. They started as a joint effort by Simon Chow and Vic Ram, two veterans of the industry, and their goal is to make liquor with a modern twist. Other than Cendol and Rojak Gin, the company makes and sells Bandung Mead as well as Kopi O and Teh O liquor, just to name a few of their products. To tell us more about the business, the role that they play in Singapore's competitive F&B sector, we have in the studio Simon Chow, founder and master distiller at Compendium. Simon, nothing like, you know, gin in the morning, I suppose. And the moment you stepped in and you showed us some samples of the gin that you do, and I was just reading up a little bit, I have to ask you, just to break the ice a little, Kopi O and Teh O liquor, how did this idea come about? And if you don't mind me asking, is this something that you can drink in the morning?
I mean, well, it's always 5 p.m. somewhere. So,
yeah. Well said, well said. Now, you're the founder of Singapore's pioneering meadery. It's called Rochelle the Rabbit. It's a brewer of honey wine. Your partner, Vic Ram, doubles as a bartender and brand ambassador. What made you decide to start the business, Simon?
Well, my background is chemical engineering. So I always
this had is a, chemicals, yes.
Yeah, this is chemical, yeah. So I always had a strong passion for chemistry. At the same time, I'm also a home brewer. So I like to experiment all kind of interesting alcoholic beverage, be it like beer, rice wine.
Okay.
So that's how I started the journey like many years back. Then I discovered mead, which is a fermented honey. Mm-hmm. I shared it with my friends and client from another business. So, I mean, the feedback is quite good. So that's how I got me started thinking, why not just to get it commercialized?
Sure.
That's how I started 3 years ago.
Simon, I'm curious about this, because you brought up that you're a home brewer. I mean, what goes into being a home brewer? I know some people do it as a bit of a hobby. Do you need a lot of space for this, a lot of materials?
Well, I mean, to just get started, I mean, it's quite easy. You just need a small fermenter.
Okay.
And some cleaning equipment setting. Then you can just start.
Okay, and then follow instructions on YouTube or something.
Yeah, something like that. But if you want to go into commercial, it's a completely different story.
Of course. There are approvals and whatnot. Let's talk about Compendium. What inspired you to give it this name, this business, this name?
Well, Compendium actually means a collection of fine things. So the idea is that we want to create all the spirits that exist in the world, all in-house. Okay. Fermented and distilled in-house.
Okay.
So that's why we started with our gin first. Then now we launched our rum-based liqueur. And subsequently, I think there's many more to come.
I'm sure. So you are an ex-chemical engineer. You started off telling us that. How does that help you, especially when you started up Compendium? What skill set were you able to take from that?
Well, basically, I learned the basics in unis. Everything about the fermentation and all those distillations. But when it comes to hands-on, I guess it requires a lot of trial and error. Those things I learned through my homebrew stage.
All right.
So, yeah. But it's like learning along the way.
But engineers, they tend to be very process-driven. Everything is step-by-step. When you're starting a business, things kind of, you get all sorts of curveballs coming around. What were some of the challenges you faced and how did you deal with them when you first started Compendium?
Well, I guess it's just to find the right balance for F&B sectors in Singapore. I mean, we do face a lot of challenges, things like high rent and also high labor costs, and especially for this sector. I mean, it's a bit hard to find, I mean, the right skill set to work in this field.
Okay.
And also high ingredient costs and stuff. I mean, just try to juggle around. So
balance in that sense, or take care. You talk about ingredients costs, then generally where do you get your ingredients and supplies from?
Well, for the honeys, we do import from overseas because Singapore is not really well known for honey production.
Which part of overseas?
Currently we have from Brazil.
Oh.
Yeah, brother. Wow. But we do also do import from Malaysia as well, Indonesia. And also that's for the, you know, the honey wine and also the Rojak Gin. Rojak Gin is actually honey-based. The base spirit is from honey.
Rojak Gin is honey-based.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
The base spirit is fermented and distilled honey.
Right.
But whereas for Cendol Gin, we actually ferment and distill Gula Melaka.
Ah.
Yeah, that's how the... Yeah.
So that's where the sweetness comes from, that sugar, right?
Slight sweetness, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's what makes us different from the other, you know, those mass market gins. Whereas for those mass market gins, most of them, they're actually using neutral spirits that they get from, you know, big pharmaceutical company or something. We do it slightly differently. We ferment and distill at the same time, all in-house. Oh, so that's how we control the quality, and also that's how we do it with a slight twist.
Right. Yeah. Simon Chow, founder and master distiller Compendium, in the studio with me. We're talking about how Compendium is giving liquor a modern twist here in Singapore, things like chendol and rojak gin. Simon, curious question, how do you become a master distiller?
Well, I guess it's, you know, it takes a lot of learning and research.
There are certification for this.
Well, I mean, not really like officially certified, like sure, through some school or something. But for us, it's, everything is hands-on. So you learn along the way.
Nice. Yeah. What is your best-selling product so far? Why is it so popular? And just to run through some of the products. I mean, I only know about the chendol and rojak gin. You've got bandung meat as well.
Yes.
Kopi O and teo liquor as well. So which is the best?
Well, so far we launched our rojak and chendol gin first.
Okay.
So far these two products are selling really well. I guess it's being very special also. I mean, for the chendol side, we are like literally recreating this classic dessert in its liquid form, in spirit form. So I mean, people are very curious, and once you try it, they really like the product.
Right.
So that's why, I mean, the feedback is getting really good.
I do get high after eating chendol for real, so what's the difference? But why do people like it so much? Is it really because it's so, for lack of a better choice of words, so local, so Singaporean?
Yeah, I mean that's what we are trying to do also.
Sure.
We are trying to encapsulate the taste of Singapore inside a bottle. So, okay. I mean, we want to create something that Singaporeans can be proud of.
Singaporean bottles.
Yeah, it's just like how when a French chef comes from France to Singapore, I mean, very naturally, they are going to bring something that's, you know, very French.
Yes.
Yeah, so
like their bread, they're so particular about
sort of,
that, right?
Yeah. I mean, what we are trying to do is that we want to create something that, you know, can remind people of Singapore. So when Singaporeans travel overseas or even foreigners come to Singapore, we want them to bring this product out and to showcase Singapore to the others.
It sounds like a great gift idea as well. But Simon, in this particular field, do you face any competition? And by competition, I don't mean direct so-called F&B or liquor company competitors. I mean like companies that are trying to replicate something similar. How are you dealing with competition? Who would you consider competition?
Well, I guess for us, the main competition is from those mass market gins, mass market spirits, mainly from imported stuff from overseas.
Sure.
Well, I guess, I mean, that's how we come in as a, you know, we are trying to brand it more like a specialty product. Yeah, not a conventional type.
Right.
That's why we, I mean, compared with those bigger players, there's no way we can compete with them in terms of a cost and stuff.
Sure.
So what we are trying to compete with them is in terms of better quality and more unique angles. For example, like our chendol and rojak gin.
Simon, let's talk about flavors. You have chendol, rojak gin, kopi O, teh O. What was the process like in choosing these flavors? I mean, why not chicken rice gin? Okay, that sounds horrible, but how did you and your team decide on the flavors?
Well, I think we want to choose a flavor that can represent Singapore. I mean, the first product we launched is our rojak gin.
Yeah.
I guess rojak, I mean, what we feel that rojak is like Singapore culture, you know, it's all the different cultures mixed together.
Yeah. So
that's why we choose that.
Okay, I get it.
Then the second one follows that is the chendol. We feel that chendol is very delicate, very classic Southeast Asia flavors.
Okay.
So then, followed by our, you know, kopitiam cultures, the kopi O and teh O. Yeah.
Very comfort food, comfort beverage type of feeling when you find
it easily in Singapore, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then hawker centers, you know.
But then comes the challenge of, and we spoke many months ago with a potato chip company that came up with this local flavor chips, and, you know, it's easy to be judged because people will taste them and they will say, does this taste like my favorite local food? So how do you ensure that the chendol gin tastes like chendol?
We put in a lot of time in R&D. Basically, we break it down the classic dessert into a different components.
Okay.
And we took a long time to research. Like, for example, the rojak one, it took us about like 9 months just to try and arrow the different tastes, the different combination of tau ginger, you know, lemon peels and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of effort in the research and development.
Yeah, rojak, I'm thinking of the ingredients. There's pineapple, there's pear.
Okay, the rojak, what we choose, I mean, the main ingredient inside is actually rojak flour. the
what about the UTR or no?
UTR, well,
a bit hard, like
Yeah. So, but okay. We feel that it's the rojak flower that gives rojak the unique flavors.
Okay.
That's what we choose. I mean, that's how we choose these particular ingredients to be as the main ingredient.
Okay.
And whereas the rest, the others, lemon peels and the juniper berries, will be just complement each other.
Simon, help me out here in terms of profitability, because it's not easy. They talk about F&B, it's the hardest, you know. Everyone wants to start a business, let's start F&B. It's the hardest. Profitability, are you there yet? Are you close to it, or when did you get profitable?
No, I think we have a long way to go. I mean,
okay.
I mean, for F&B business like us, I mean, it naturally requires a lot of course. Investment and stuff.
Yeah.
And the return doesn't come that easy. So, I mean, we are getting there, I think.
Sure. Do you have a forecast? Do you have like a game plan by which year you want to be profitable?
That part, I think, is a bit hard for us to say now.
Right.
But I think we will just try to grow our numbers, both production and sales, and try to survive.
What do you depend on in terms of marketing?
Marketing. Well, we are trying to partner with different distributors, bars, restaurants,
right,
in the F&B scene.
Sure.
I mean, we help each other.
Simon Chow, founder and master distiller Compendium, in the studio with me, talking about how Compendium Singapore is kind of giving liquor a bit of a modern twist, but it is a challenge. And Simon, I'm sure you've heard a lot of people talk about how potentially we're entering recession. Potentially. What plans does Compendium have to face this potential recession?
Well, I guess for a company, very important thing is one is sales and the other one is cost.
Sure.
So if there's a economic slowdown, so I guess the growth in sales will be slowed down as well. At this point in time, I guess it's more rational to pay more attention to the cost saving. So I guess that's one of the advantage for us. We are very small.
Yeah.
So very lean, so keep the cost down. At the same time, I think we'll just try to help each other, our industry friends and our like stockies and stuff.
Build good relationships as
well.
Yes,
correct.
But as a small company, what I like about it is it's an opportunity for you to really follow trending news and react appropriately.
Yes, we can be very flexible.
Very flexible,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Take, for example, our Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong spoke at a National Day rally. A lot of highlight given to the issue of climate change and whatnot. Sustainability, is this something that's an ongoing thing at Compendium?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm looking at the packaging. Bottles, okay, great. That can be recycled.
Yeah,
your packaging is wood, so I don't see very much plastic there. What's the philosophy here?
I mean, we are trying to do our best in helping to, you know, with the environmental. So, and also we do partner with bars that they have the same philosophy as well.
Yeah.
For example, a Native.
Okay.
Native have a moisture.
Okay.
So they are very like a environmental friendly focused bar.
Okay.
So
like-minded.
Yeah. So, this is, we are trying to do our own part.
What are your plans for the future? And do you think there is a potential for Compendium to expand into the overseas market? That's also something that the government tends to encourage, right?
Yeah. Right now, I think we are still trying to have a stronger presence in locally. But at the same time, we also do have plans to expand overseas. Because, I mean, the main idea is to bring the Singapore flavor out as well.
Yeah.
To introduce to the rest of the world, I mean, what Singapore tastes like.
Simon Chow, founder and master distiller Compendium, in the studio with me. Simon, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
I wish you a good weekend in advance, yeah?
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.